millions of Americans, of course, watched President Obama lay out his vision for the country yesterday. Keeping him honest, though, even as he spoke, another big Washington power player was already gearing up to advance its agenda. Not lawmakers, not administrators, not judges, journalists, lobbyists. An army of influence peddlers and access seekers and opinion shapers gearing up for battle to block bills or change them, insert loopholes or widen them. We're talking Republicans, Democrats, you name it. Now, you might like some of what they're doing, but chances are you won't be crazy about this. A congresswoman who just got reelected but is leaving already, taking what she learned in Congress to get paid big dollars, leaving the people who elected her basically high and dry. Drew Griffin tonight is keeping them honest.
She may be the perfect example of what Washington critics call the revolving door syndrome.
Congresswoman Emerson, Drew Griffin with CNN.
Which could explain why all we got from Congressman Joanne Emerson was the slam door treatment. The Southeast Missouri Republican is quitting Congress, not because she lost. In fact, she just won her last election to her 10th term by a landslide. She's quitting because she landed a job back in what you might call the real family business, the politics of influencing Congress. Follow the lineage. In the 70s, Joanne Emerson, a Washington, D.C. native, married a lobbyist named Bill Emerson. When lobbyist Bill Emerson went on to become congressman from Missouri, Joanne went on to become a lobbyist for the restaurant industry. When he died of cancer in 1996, she took his seat, and she's served 9 terms since then. And while the combined Emersons were spending 32 years in the Congress, they were raising 2 daughters, both of whom who are now registered lobbyists. Now, Congresswoman Emerson goes back to a trade association directing a team of lobbyists.
It's the personification of the revolving door.
Kathy Kiley with the Sunlight Foundation says it's a revolving door of lobbyists and politicians and staff members and big payoff jobs that erode Americans' faith in a system that seems to be driven by special interest access and money.
What people do see is that there's a network of individuals who don't necessarily have the public interest at heart. They have special interests at heart. And those, when people have the impression that those special interests are dominating Washington and the way things work here, it reduces people's faith in their government. And it probably should.
Technically speaking, Joanne Emerson is not becoming a lobbyist, at least not yet. She has been named the new CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. She will direct a group that has a staff of lobbyists that spent $3.5 million handing out campaign contributions in the last election and has spent many more millions lobbying Congress. Her predecessor was paid $1.6 million a year. That predecessor, a former congressman himself and a registered lobbyist, Glenn England.